I'm Murray McLaughlin, and welcome to this edition of Swinging on a Star. We're coming to you today from Studio 13 in downtown Montreal. My guests today are Kate and Anna McGarrigle. And the Bliminals, namely Jody Gullick and Joel Zipkin. Backing us up today are Danny Greenspoon on the guitar and Kip Johnson on the bass. We hope you enjoy this episode of Swinging on the Star. Stay tuned, we're pretty sure you will. Snips and snails and puppy dogs' tails. That's what little boys are made of. So goes the rhyme. I've known some women, I guess, to whom that half of the rhyme may also apply. But sometimes there seems to be this school of songwriting that deals with the restlessness of the potential hobo or the going down the tubes of the drunk. The man torn by the lure of vices and the desire to roam. One of the first songs I ever learned, actually, was an old Kingston Trio song that used to go like that. As I listened for the whistle, lie awake and wait, wish the railroad didn't run so near, because the rumble and the clatter of that old fast freight keeps on whispering music in my ear. Well, this is like that, but I wrote this more for me, really. So I went through this period where I was assisting myself to sleep with great volumes of scotch. Not because the scotch was so great, but because life wasn't so hot. And I think some of the stuff that's in this song was stuff I was wondering about at the time, with a little sense of humor. Joel's never played this song before, and come to think of it, neither have we. It's called Fortune Teller.
One, two, three, four. Tells me what the future brings. Tell me why a man gets restless when he has everything. Why does he lift his head up to hear every passing train? When he sits warm by the fire, why does the wild wind haunt his brain? Fortune teller, look in your crystal ball. What drags a man to his downfall? Makes the wreck out of his life when he has it all. Fortune teller, what lies in your crystal ball? Fortune teller, I need to understand. Is the devil really inside trying to get the upper hand? Is fire and brimstone something that should cause me dread? Way down, I don't believe it, but I'll find out when I'm dead. Fortune teller, look in your crystal ball. What drags a man to his downfall? Makes the wreck out of his life when he has it all. Fortune teller, what lies in your crystal ball? is it so hard to wrestle whiskey to the ground? Curtail my wildness, am I running round? When a man should be sleeping peaceful in his bed, why does he lie awake instead? Fortune teller, look in your crystal ball. What drags a man to his downfall? He's the wreck out of his life when he has it all. Fortune teller, when I see in your crystal. Fortune teller, look in your crystal ball. What drags a man to his downfall? He's the wreck out of his life when he has it all. Fortune teller, what lies in your crystal ball?
Opening man, Jody Gullick. You know, I mean, I've known Jody for, well, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. I keep meeting him in different bands. I never even knew he lived in Montreal. So I always saw him in Toronto.
I didn't used to, but I came back.
What?
I'm from here.
Are you?
But I lived in Toronto for a few years. Played with Kit over there, in a few groups.
Well,
came back here to make a band with my friend Joel.
Yeah, actually, I was kind of curious about the, well, I mean, I don't mean to be presumptuous, but sort of an unusual name, the Bliminals, you know what I mean?
Just as a matter of clarification, we aren't actually the Bliminals, we're just some Bliminals. There are actually other Bliminals who aren't here. We're just some of the Bliminals.
Some Bliminals?
Yeah. You got it.
Guten Tag, mein Herr.
Yeah.
Well, what have you got for us as the first Bliminals? This is your song. Like, you and Joel split the writing duties.
Yes, this is a co-authorship. It's called I Can Remember. It's sort of based on a modified Bo Diddley beat. Sort of a altered Bo.
Da-ga-da-ga-da-ga-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay, let's give it a shot.
Remember when I was young, I remember the song we sung. The keys to the car and the hit parade. I can remember, but memories fade. Back in the arms of first romance, steps and I learned to dance. All of the rules of the games we played. I can remember, but memories fade. I can remember when we first met. The way that you played with your cigarette. On the lips at a masquerade. I can remember, but memories fade. Drop you a line. I try to remember that everything's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
was young. I remember the song we sung. The keys to the car and the hit the parade. I remember what memories fade. My memories fade. My memories fade. My memories fade. My memories fade.
For those of you in radio who can't see, it's Jody on the horn, and Joel's playing the fiddle or violin, depending on how it is you really, if you're, you know, what your particular persuasion is. I can't believe that there would be anybody out there in radio or here who wouldn't be aware of who Kate and Anna McGarrigle are, but if there is anybody like that left in the world, then they should probably go back and look through their old Linda Ronstadt albums or something like that. Under the section marked "Heart Like a Wheel," and this song that this is one of your songs, Kate, isn't it?
Yes, Marie, it is. Yes, Marie.
I think it. She's gone over to the piano. That's why things are.
Hi.
You hear the pitter patter of little feet. There's a sort of quality that you two have, which is a sort of pleasant, lovely, kind of dementia. Really,
it's a bit dimension, Anna, you could explain that. It seems to emanate from Anna and kind of bounce off my head sometimes.
Mom, she's picking on me.
I don't know what she's talking about.
I'm talking about the electrons that are bursting out of your brain.
The title of the song appears to be strange. Some sort of chemical call letter.
It's called NaCl, which is sodium chloride. It's interesting because I was telling Joel that I'm reading this book now on the universe, and before I was rehearsing the song, I'm reading about red giants and these enormous stars, and I used to think these things were, and this song is kind of about electrons and that, and it's, I see these huge things in my head now when I sing this song, and I get confused.
It's catching.
I know. It's neutron stars. I'm wondering when all those electrons and the protons are going to get together in this song. I don't know.
In the clock.
Just a little atom of chlorine. Valence minus one. Swimming through the sea, digging the sea, just having fun. She's not worried about the shape or size of her outside shell. It's fun to ionize just a little atom of CF with an unfilled shell. But somewhere in that sea lurks handsome sodium. With enough electrons on his outside shell, plus that extra one. For my extra energy, yes, somewhere in this foam, my positive will find a home. An unsuspecting chlorine felt a magnetic pull. She looked down, and her outside shell was full. Sodium cried, "What a gas, my bride, and I'll change her name. Chlorine to chloride. Now the sea evaporates to make the sludge for the rain and snow. Keeping her chemical compounds
in the absence of H2O. But the crystals that wash upon the shore are happy ones. So if you never thought before, think of the love that you eat when you salt your meat.
What have you got for us now?
We have a serious sad ballad. It's called Leave Me Be. It takes place in Texas. We looked at an atlas one day. And it's called Woodsboro, and it's right next to Galveston. We thought Galveston was a good hit for somebody. We'll just take the next town over.
Her dress, it was of snowy white, a rose tied to her wrist. The words her daddy preached to her were softened with a kiss. They'll judge you by your comedy, they cannot see beyond. Be careful who you choose in life and stay.
Find out all my
Nana McGarrity.
Well, I'm absolutely delighted that Joel was able to make it today because he's been able to sit in and play on a couple of tunes today with me. Out at the end of St. John's Harbor in Newfoundland, when you're walking out to the tower where the wireless message was sent, there's an old shore battery. It was installed there because it was widely believed that Herr Hitler was going to be successful in his invasion of England, and that the British fleet would have to be moved, and thus it was supposed to be moved to St. John's Harbor and to Halifax and to other places on the East Coast. Well, now this thing has really become something of a tryst for all of the local bloods. So it has where the shells were stored, there's old musty mattresses and lots of suggestive graffiti on the wall and that sort of thing. And the spectacle of this old shore battery gun still pointing out to sea, all rusted with the breech open and such. You can look right down the barrel of it and see the sky through it. Started those old black and white movies of the troop ships going out to sea rolling through my head one day when I was sitting out there. And I recollected that a great number of young men with non-English names failed to come back from that war, as did many with them. As a result, I wrote a song, one of the only ones that I, or one of the few, I should say, that I ever wrote, that it has a French chorus. I checked it with God Bless Ronnie Abramson for going over my very, very poor skills in this area. And thank you in advance for putting up with the way I sing it. It's called La Guerre, C'est Fini.
One, two, three, four. It was down by the Atlantic shore, where the concrete bunkers lay, and the rusty 88s looked down where the seagulls play. I heard the ghost bugles reveille for the young men who sail away, for the young men who had to stay on the beach where the barbed wire lay. The memory of Billy and Sean proudly standing in their uniforms, and the medals that they won that the government sent to Dad and Mom. Now little boys, right, should time on it where the shells were kept, and the song of the children is sung as they dance around the useless guns. Yeah. c'est fini pour les esprits des morts. La guerre, c'est fini pour moi. You want another war for peace, to kill for making people free. You'll have to end this war without no help from me. There has been too much suffering and dying, too little joy. What good can come from the barrel of a gun and dying like a brave soldier boy?
Anybody, you know, who probably might not have understood that chorus, take lessons. We're back with some Bliminals, and this is another song that is, it is your song that, that you wrote. Is that not correct, Joel?
No, that is correct.
Am I double negativing again?
Danny used to have a good one about that. He had the Departmency of Redundancy Department.
Verbal redundancy.
Yes, department.
Yeah. Well, Kit has a sort of informal language police too.
Ah, we have that here too. Formal one.
Well, tell us something about the of the song that you've got.
Oh, this one's called Fingerprints, and it's just another one of those songs, you know. I thought it was a normal song.
It's about when you were arrested for armed robbery by the Tonawanda police force, and they put your your fingers in the ink
Tonawanda.
Pad.
Tonawanda.
Well, I'm like just, I got arrested by the Tonawanda police force. It just slipped out.
I thought Tonawanda was one of those ladies in Broomhilda.
Anyway, yeah.
4 tons of wonder. I thought it was a normal song until I tried to write a chart out for Danny and Kit and realized that it's kind of abnormal in terms of the time, but that's just a technical thing. It's nothing to do with the song. It's just a nice little song.
Okay.
I don't know what to say about it.
Play it.
Okay.
Fingerprints you left behind on all these things around me, on my heart and on my mind. These images surround me. Overhead the planes go by, their vapor trails that intertwine.
identify are these fingerprints you left behind? You left behind. Every time I see your face, it's like the ground is shaking. Every time you walk away, it's like the sky is breaking. Can identify are these fingerprints you left behind? You left behind silhouettes at night. It's a silver eyed thing. Every name is clear. Don't leave me standing. Always true. Options are irrelevant. All I really want is you. Overhead the planes go by, thin trails they intertwine. All I can identify are these fingerprints you left behind.
You know, you thought you said nothing about that song, but you said, like, lots of great stuff about that song. Like, you know, you had trouble making a chart for it, and the time signature was really weird, because it really was, even though it all counted straight. All of the chords sort of fell on one extra beat here, and I was like, that's really a neat structure. It was quite wonderful.
I didn't know it was neat. I thought it was just normal. As kids said, it's not one of those ones that goes four beats in a row for four bars all the way through the song.
It's an interesting sound you produce. I mean, it reminds me forgive the analogy, but it reminds me a little bit of some of the things that I liked about early Simon and Garfunkel stuff. It's very spacey and airy, you know, and your head provides the video.
I don't know about putting spacey and air and head in the same sentence.
Trust me, it's a compliment. It's a compliment.
Spacey air head. That's all right, I've heard worse.
No, I really meant, you know, I liked it, Joel. I really did. It made me feel good.
Well, this will all change.
Now Jody. Jody is...
What did I do?
Jody is the political writer.
No, this is actually a love song, too.
Is it?
It's called The Arms Race Ends at the Finish Line. It's actually been through a lot of versions. It was originally almost a... Or at one point, it was a sort of a disco tune. You know, a real dance beat. And then...
That's when disco was dead.
And then Kit and I played it in a calypso, a Caribbean rock and roll band.
Was that
we
Compass?
We played this song, yes, in Compass. And now we sort of stripped it back to its, I think it was originally a blues tune.
Wait a minute, I think I see Mojo walking in the door.
The arms race ends.
Closer and closer. call of being prepared. A slip of the tongue, a slip of the blade, and we won't have time to be scared. They're off and running and the stakes are sky high into the final heat. I'll bet in your life and you bet mine, the arms race ends at the finish line. The arms race ends at the finish line. Finish line. Party hat. He just had a fight with his wife. Drives through the mall to get to his job. That's discussing the rest of your life.
Jody Golic and Joel Zifkin.
Do you want to talk about this song? Or was Murray,
no.
Are we going to ask
us now? I was going to ask you something. It just sort of occurred to me that there's an element in much of the stuff that you write that reminds me for all the world like cabaret music. Much
thanks,
more than
Ray.
Folk or rock. Well, is that, I don't
gee,
know if that's a bad
thanks.
Thing or if it's even true. But is there anything, any truth in it? Like, were you heavily influenced by Bertolt Brecht and Kurt Weill or anything?
No, we did, I think it has a lot to do with kind of sitting, singing in the living room and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's not like kind of big stage. Oh, shut up, man. We always say something else in there. Anyway. I swear to God.
And as sisters, they cooperate
off the
so
easily. Bench. No, I'm saying, sorry, Anna. Please, darling. Please, darling.
I'm bored.
I think when you sing in a kind of a small kind of room, we used to like the early records of Nina Simone, with a kind of very, very early just piano and voice were kind of beautiful records. Like when she does I Loves You Porgy, just on the piano.
I Loves You Porgy?
I Loves You Porgy.
One time, Canadian maybe you'd do that, and I'll respond, you know, and I can give you my Paul Robeson version of Old Man River.
I have two copies of that.
Do you?
Yeah. I have the one with a huge orchestra and just one with Lawrence Brown playing piano.
You're on, kid. We'll tilt a jar someday. Just Paul and Nina. What do you got for us? It's an odd sort of title.
Yeah, Gwen's Bike Song. It's a song that was written for a film that we hope will be made someday.
So it's a song, a film soundtrack for a non-existent film.
Well, it's
film.
A song. Well, no, the script exists and it was written by two people in Toronto, Laurie Lynn and Sherry Coleman. Anyway, this is one of the songs that is to be sung. Thank you.
Wen's Bike Song, featuring the writings of Anna McGarrett. Were you like 5 when you started singing close harmonies or something? Because when your voices are together, there's just something really spooky about it. It's really lovely. I mean, I get cold shivers up and down my spine.
In the shower.
Do you actually write together like that? I mean, do you work out the parts as you're writing the song?
We're kind of getting into unison these days. You probably know, like, you'll notice in this next song, it's like the proton and the electron, you know, it's like the best thing. It's like, you know, if we get into the neutron, it's kind of like we're singing on the same note. It's kind of like the closest harmony is to sing on the same note.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but this is not a song that indeed is a...
No, this song is written by somebody who's in the audience tonight, Philippe Tatarchev, and it's called DJ Serenade.
And it's about Philippe, I think, wrote a... Philippe is a farmer. Aren't you, Philippe? Let's hear your voice. Just one.
Yep.
There, okay. He's a farmer, and he listens to the radio when he goes to milk his cows at night. I think most people milk around 5 or 6. I think Philippe milks around 9 or 10. He's kind of like an urban...
What kind of music do the cows like best?
What do they like, Philippe?
Kate and Anna McGarrigle records, right? Yeah!
Morningside.
Take that, Peter.
I just want to say that Philippe has written a lot of songs with us. He usually writes our French lyrics, but this is all his song. matter what you brand me, why don't you take your deal?
Edition of Swinging on a Star. Many thanks to my guests today, Kate and Anna McGarrigle. And from the Bliminals, Jody Golic and Joel Zifkin. As usual, many thanks to Danny Greenspoon on guitar and Kit Johnson on the bass. you got any comments, write to us at Swinging on a Star, CBC Radio, Halifax, Nova Scotia, B3J3E9. I'm Murray McLaughlin, and we'll see you next week on Swinging on a Star.